981 2NM with Foreigner, Waiting for a Girl Like You, and Blondie in there too with One Way or Another. Well, we've told you that the SES has issued an evacuation order for Broke, and as we speak, are in the process of evacuating residents who were all stranded there overnight after the floodwaters came up a lot quicker than everyone expected. One of those residents is Nathan O'Brien. Now, Nathan was lucky enough to get himself out after the town was cut off. But the news is devastating for Nathan, and he joins me on Hunter Valley today. Nathan, what's happened?
Mate, it was last night, 20 past five, we got a notification to say that we needed to evacuate. I straight away jumped in the car, went for a drive and looked for how I was going to do that. And it turns out that the SES notification came through about 2 hours late, so I've been told. There was no way out. We were just told to wait it out, as the SES wasn't going to be able to get to us last night. So it was a really long night. And this morning we got the notification to say that that there was a basically a mandatory evacuation. Everyone that was still in Broke had to go. If you had a full drive, you were able to leave via Cessnock Road and head towards Cessnock. And they'd set up an evacuation centre in Cessnock, or you were to make your way to the community hall, and the SES were going to boat you out and get you out that way. So, turns out my house was one of the first ones to sort of to cop all the water from when the Wallumbai Brook sort of broke its banks. My house and sheds and my caravan, I've seen a photo. I left my house early and went to my sister's place around the corner. Her house is a little higher than mine. I've seen a photo of my place, and it brought me to... It undone me straight away. It's scary stuff, mate, really scary stuff.
You obviously haven't been through anything like this before in Broke either, have you?
Never, mate, no. Sorry. We've seen the river come up and go down 100 times. I've lived there for 33 years. We've seen the river come up and go down 100 times, and it's never, ever been, an issue. But this is just next level. This is absolutely... for want of a better word, awesome, if you know what I mean. It's just out of this world. I've never seen anything like it, and I've never been so scared in all my life. Last night was the longest night of my life. You've got no idea.
So what did you get a chance to grab before you did get out? Not much by the sounds of it.
Mate, no. Once we got that notification that was a little late yesterday, I immediately... like I said, got in the car, went and had a look, and went, well, I can't really get out anyway, I'm stuck here. But I still packed a few bags, figuring that the SES or the fireys or someone would get us out at some point. And I knew roughly where the brook was going to break its banks, and it was basically directly behind my house. There's another house, and then there's the main road through Broke, and I knew it was going to come straight through there. So I just left my... left my back door open and my shed lights on, and watched till I saw water coming through. And the minute I seen water coming through, I just threw what I'd packed in the car. And it's real basic. I just threw some clothes, and I've got a couple of hard drives with family photos and things on them. I grabbed those and threw them in a bag. I grabbed my two little sausage dogs. They're sitting on the passenger seat next to me. And I got out of there not until the light of day this morning have I seen actual photos of damage, and it's pretty ugly. And from what I can gather, and from what I understand, it's going to get even higher. So, yeah.
That's why they're now resorting to the measures they are to get everyone out.
Exactly, mate. Yeah, I mean, not as much has been said, but if you kind of read between the lines, there. They're making it kind of mandatory, and everyone has to leave. There is no option. You must be evacuated. So to me, that just says that they know it's going to get a hell of a lot worse.
Yeah, well,
it's just nothing. I've never seen anything like it, mate. You know, you see this stuff on the news. You know, the poor people in Lismore and all the rest of it that went through it, and you feel so sorry for them. But at the same time, you kind of in the back of your mind think it'll never happen to you. And mate, here I am. It's happening.
Yeah, a hard question for me to ask, and probably harder for you to answer. Are you insured?
I am. Yes, thankfully. There's probably a few people out there that aren't, but I am insured. The caravan's insured, and in the photo, yeah, like I say, the caravan's on its side, so it's trashed. The house is insured, but sort of something you can't put a price on is my life, and you know, my little sausage dog's life. So we're okay. We're out. Like I say, I was staying with my sister after I left my place, and they actually got out as well. They weren't all that far behind me. Mate, it is what it is. We just have to wait until everything subsides and calms down, and I can go back and see what's really involved, I guess.
Yeah, and I suspect that will be some time before that's allowed as well. Have you heard how many houses have gone under?
I'm sorry, mate, you dropped out there.
Have you heard how many houses have gone under like yours?
As far as houses that have taken on water, I know the house behind me did, my house did, I know the house across the road did, or a couple of them. Mate, I'm going to say not everyone, like there is water all through the entire village of Broke. There's water everywhere. It's like I say, like you see the aerial shots on the news. Some houses are still high and dry, but there's a few that aren't, and sadly, me and a couple of good mates and people I love, they're included. So it's going to be a rough next couple of months.
Yeah, it is. And look, nothing I can say is going to offer you any comfort whatsoever. But having worked in the emergency services sector for many years before coming to the Upper Hunter, I can tell you that because you've got such a great community in Broke, that you'll all band together and really help each other out. It won't replace anything, but you'll feel a tighter bond towards your fellow neighbours, and sounds like you're all great mates already anyway.
Oh, we are, mate. Yeah, I've been, like I say, I've been out there for 33 years, I've kind of grown up out there. I know the place like the back of my hand, and I know most people in it. You know, it's a fantastic little place, and it just, here we go again, it just breaks my heart that it's happened at all, you know.
Look, mate, I appreciate you talking to us. I know it's not a very easy thing to do, and if there's anything we can do to help in the coming weeks and months, don't hesitate to give us a call and let us know.
Thank you very much, Darren. I appreciate it, mate.
That's Nathan O'Brien, a very distraught Broke resident who, as he's just described, is facing an uncertain future as a result of this flood. This is Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.